Turning to sports on KNKX, the Seahawks travel to San Francisco to play the undefeated 49ers on Monday night. As KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel tells me, there are a lot of moving parts in a game with a lot on the line. All right, Art, so no real big question here on Monday night that it's the biggest game of the season for the Seahawks, maybe for the 49ers as well.
Right, and it's one of the biggest games in the NFL season because two quality teams with good records, obviously the Seahawks are 7-2. 49ers are the last undefeated team in the NFL. I think that kind of surprises a number of people. They were 4-12 last year, but they've got a healthy quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, back, and he's playing well. Their defense has five number one draft picks on it, and they're playing like it, including the likely defensive rookie of the year in Nick Bosa. He's just a terror at defensive end, and I think he's going to cause the Seahawks a lot of problems. So the 49ers are for real. This is no mirage. If Pete Carroll has got something that he's kept under wraps regarding, say, offense, this is the time to unload it.
Well, on the Seahawks offense, there is a new face, a guy with a lot of talent but has had a lot of problems over his career, Josh Gordon.
Right. He's an immense NFL talent. In 2014 for the Cleveland Browns, he led the NFL in receiving yards and was first-team All-Pro, but followed that with a two-year suspension, 2015 and 2016, because he violated the NFL's drug policy on a number of occasions. And he's had a problem staying clean and sober for his last 2 years. This is a third chance, maybe a fourth or fifth chance, given how many times that teams have enabled him. I think one thing to point out is that as far as I've read and heard about Gordon, he's been a solid teammate in terms of the relationships in the locker room. It's not like a Percy Harvin thing where there was an anxiety disorder that caused him all kinds of problems. He is a very talented guy, and if he can manage his addictions, then the Seahawks are really supportive about trying to help him through this. He could be a real quality addition to the offense.
All right, so we've talked about the Seahawks offense, the 49ers defense. What about the Seahawks defense?
You really want to go there?
I think we might have to touch on it.
Yeah. It's bad. Maybe bad is strong. Extremely mediocre. Mm. They're 25th overall in the league in how many yards they've surrendered. That's really a lot for a Pete Carroll coach defense, where we in Seattle here are used to seeing that as a number one priority. It's not happening this year. Biggest vulnerability, first of all, is the pass rush. Ziggy Ansah, the defensive end they acquired as a free agent in the offseason, just hasn't delivered. Jadeveon Clowney has been pretty good against the run, and he's getting better against the pass. He always gets double-teamed. The problem is in the secondary. They're just young back there. The best player they've got in the secondary, Shaquille Griffin, is a third-year guy. The other cornerback, Trey Flowers, second-year guy, and now they're starting a rookie, Marquise Blair, at free safety, Earl Thomas's old position. The only veteran they've got is Bradley McDougald, a six-year guy. So this is really exploitable. And Blair cannot be expected to do what Thomas did, because even Earl Thomas, as a rookie, struggled with things like diagnosing plays and getting his teammates in the proper position. So it's a big vulnerability. The 49ers know it, and they're going to try to exploit that youthful weakness. I think this is a real tough thing for the Seahawks to win at Santa Clara. They're 6.5-point underdogs, but they also play the Seahawks at the Clink in the final game of the year. So a split would be extremely important for the Seahawks in this series.
Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.